Kevin, how are you?
Hey, pretty good, Tony.
Well, I know that you were at the court hearing in Grand Rapids dealing with Jay Vincent and his fraud charges. Tell me what you learned.
Yeah, basically, yesterday he was arraigned on the four counts of mail fraud he faces, as well as the lying on his tax return count. And he stood mute on the charges, which you're allowed to do in federal court. And so he didn't enter a plea. So a plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. One interesting thing did happen. There was talk of a hearing scheduled where he could actually change that plea, that hearing scheduled for September 28th. And that could be a sign that there's a plea deal possibly in the works.
Tell me the theory behind standing mute from what you understand.
Yeah, I think when you plead guilty in federal court or plead not guilty in federal court, it's considered an opinion on your behalf, and so it means more in federal court than it does in state court. And it's sort of a legal maneuver to stand mute and have that plea entered on your behalf.
Were there any other members of the media at that hearing?
No, there were not. I was the only one there.
And did Mr. Vincent or his attorney speak to you?
I did speak to Vincent. Would not talk to me after the hearing. His attorney Charles Ford did speak to me at length, and he's actually a longtime friend of Vincent's, and basically wants the best for him, and hinted a little bit that there could be a plea deal in the works, but you kind of have to read between the lines. He didn't want to play his hand yet on that.
And just to refresh those memories of folks who forgot the details about this story, what has Mr. Vincent been charged with?
Yeah, basically, Vincent ran an employment scam, according to the federal indictment. He had a foreclosed home inspection business that supposedly hired inspectors to inspect these homes. The government says he actually hired nobody. Even though he charged them $89 for background checks, at least 20,000 people were victims of this scam, and apparently there was more than $2 million netted by the scam.
And a quote in your story in today's Lansing State Journal by Charles Ford, Vincent's attorney, says that he didn't set out to defraud people. We're trying to work through this, trying to make sure that this has a good outcome as can be.
Yeah, that's kind of where you have to read between the lines there. It seems that's where I'm thinking he's working, working on some kind of deal so that Vincent doesn't have to spend a significant amount of time in prison.
Well, trial was set for November 2nd, but you say there's going to be a hearing on September 28th.
Well, there's a hearing scheduled where he could change his plea, which would mean he could change his plea from not guilty to guilty. That has to be set a certain number of days before the trial date. They've set that hearing, and of course, there's never a guarantee that he will plea. It's always but it is a possibility.
And he faces up to 20 years in prison on the mail fraud charges, and for filing a false tax return is another 3 years. I would imagine if he strikes a plea deal that the time he would spend in jail would be significantly less.
Correct. And he is a co-defendant in this case, and I would imagine that any plea deal would be contingent on him testifying against that co-defendant.
All right, and so I guess we're going to have to wait until September 28th to learn anything new. Anything else you want to add to your story that's in today's Lansing State Journal?
That's pretty much it. Vincent didn't say much. Like I said, in court, he basically answered the judge's questions, yes, sir, no, sir. It looks like there could be a resolution at that next hearing, but we'll have to wait and see.
What was the vibe of Vincent? Was he down? Was he upbeat?
No, I wouldn't say upbeat. He was very serious, very serious.
All right, Kevin. Thanks so much for your time. We'll continue following this story. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tony.